Nolte, far-left Axios Angry America came out ahead in Trump trade deals. By John Nolte on July 28, 2025. The far-left Axios seems pretty upset over President Trump's triumphant trade deal with the European Union. Axios is also claiming, without evidence, that Trump's trade deal with Japan is bad for U.S. automakers. In the Trump-dominated global economy, the U.S. gets plenty but gives nothing in return, laments Axios, as though that's a bad thing. Axios seems confused by the term America First, and seems to think of themselves as citizens of the world, instead of Americans. Watch, Trump just keeps winning on trade. You might think I sound like some kind of nationalist, which I am, but I only subscribe to the Trump strain of nationalism with the healthy idea that every country should become nationalists, meaning, each country should look out for itself first. Japan should be Japan first. Mexico should be Mexico first. If every country put itself and its citizens first, the world would improve immeasurably. Too many countries and their busybody leaders see themselves as global citizens, and that has led to the ongoing decline of Western civilization. Barry Obama was never an American president. He saw himself as a global president, and the results were catastrophic at home and abroad. People meddling over the cleanliness of someone else's backyard always have the filthiest backyard. But here's global citizen Axios, a broken and dying outlet, unable to cheer a historic trade deal that greatly benefits their own country and fellow citizens. My primary beef with Axios is this: how many articles did this leftist rag write critical of all the trade deals around the world that took advantage of America? How many Axios articles criticized Obama and Joe Biden's AutoPen for not working to get a fairer deal for the American people? Today from Axios. The big picture: Trump announced agreements with Europe and Japan in which both agreed to drop their tariff rates to zero, promised eye-popping investments in the U.S., and opened markets to American producers. In return, those countries get some assurance on their tariff rate, both 15%, and both of which could have been worse, even if it puts their industries at a disadvantage. Aw, you gonna cry now? Axios also claims the Japan deal is bad, for U.S. automakers. U.S. automakers find little to cheer in Japan trade deal, reads the headline. And then the hand-picked experts go blah-diddy-blah-dee-blah. Until now, Japan has been paying only a 2.5% tariff on its imported cars. Japan just agreed to a 15% tariff, which is only down from the 25% Trump charged in the short term to get Japan to the negotiating table. On the flip side, we are paying zero tariffs. But that's supposedly bad for America. These people, man. Watch, Brooke Rollins showcases the reality of unfair trade practices and why Trump is prioritizing it. In the meantime, Japan has agreed to drop the safety tests now imposed on imported U.S. cars and trucks, requirements that had long irked Trump, who said they limited sales of American-made autos in Japan. Oddly enough, this crucial fact has been left out of the Axios report. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.